Friends, this year should be a special chus for Rabbi Rosh Yichlin, which is Mar Sais to Rosh Shmuel, Rosh Chana Bar Tzion, Mar Sata Chana Rosh Meir Zev, and this was Moshe Ben Peshtin Rai Yisrael and Moshe Mordechai. Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe Bar Sinai Leimor, Rashi says, Man Yon Shmita Yatel Har Sinai, Vala Kol Mitzis Nemru Mi Sinai, Ala Man Shmita Nemru Kol Osev Dik Dukev Mi Sinai, Avkula Nemru Kol Osev Dik Dukev Mi Sinai. So what does Shemitah have to do with Har Sinai? It says Hashem spoke to Moshe at Har Sinai, and then he told him the laws of Shemitah. All the mitzvahs were said from Sinai. So Rashi answers, just like a Shemitah, all the generalities and details, Diktuket, Kol Asev, Diktuket, were from Sinai. So to all the mitzvahs, their generalities and specifics are from Sinai. So Rashi explains that we don't find explicitly in the Torah that Shemitah was repeated at Arvos Mo before we came to Eretz Yisrael. So it must be then that all the Klalos and Pratos were said at Sinai. And the Pasuk is telling us that everything, all the mitzvahs, their klalos and pratos, were klaleim and diktukeim, were all said at Sinai, and then taught again, like Rabbi Kiva teaches in the Gemara, taught again at Arvos Moav. But originally, all the klalos and diktukeim were already taught from Sinai. The Arachayim HaKadosh asks, why dafka by Sinai? If you want to teach that all the klalos and pratos of all the mitzvahs were said at Sinai, teach it about the first mitzvah, the last mitzvah. Why dafka by Shemitah? Why is Shemitah going to be the melamed of all the mitzvahs? The Mizrahi and the Gur Aryeh asked numerous kashas. One kasha is that the lashon of Ma'inyan Shemitah Lahar Sinai is not a correct lashon. That usually means what does one mitzvah have to do with another? Like what does Shabbos have to do by the Moados? So it should have said what's Har Sinai doing here b'chlal, and Ma'inyan Shemitah Etzel Har Sinai. Why is it written that's not one mitzvah next to the other? Why do we write Har Sinai here at all? All the mitzvahs were said at Har Sinai. And really, the kashi is from the Har Sinai, not from the Shemitah. Should have said, Manyan Har Sinai l'Shemitah, not Manyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. Because if all the mitzvahs were already given at Har Sinai, so what's Har Sinai doing here? Now what's Shemitah doing by Sinai? What's Sinai doing by Shemitah? Sinai doesn't belong here. Because all the mitzvahs were taught at Sinai. So Sinai has no place here, not Shemitah. So it should have said, Manyan Har Sinai Eitzel Shemitah, not Manyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. And you want to teach us here that all the mitzvahs were said, all the mitzvahs, the klalim and diktukim were said at Sinai. Mechitesi. Maybe dafka Shemitah. Maybe Shemitah klalosev and diktukim and amr b'Sinai. Now the other mitzvahs. How do we know that Sinai, that Shemitah teaches us about the other mitzvahs? So the Rishonim and Achronim are ma'arichin this a lot. So Marvi Rabbi Agon HaGadol David Sakman presented the following Mahalach Pilei Plus. Benesinas HaTorah miSinai, besides that we were given Torah and mitzvahs, and that from here on in we're chayiv in Torah and mitzvahs, it was an additional thing. She'eino inyan is not about just being obligated in kiyom hamitzvahs. And that is what the Zohar HaKadosh says, Estakel b'raisa b'ra alma, that Kodesh Baruch Hu looked in the Torah and he created the world. And we see this in Ovis, Paragimel, Mishniyah Dalet. The Torah is the Kli Chemda Shebo Nivra Olam. It is that very, very lovely vessel with which the world was created, to Feres Yisrael. See what he says there in the Mishnah, that Torah Kli Chemda Shebo Nivra Olam. And in Bereishis Rabbah, Parsha Aleph, that it says, Ve'atzlo Amon, Atikri Amon Ela Oman. It's like an Oman that Chazal gave a famous mashal, that you have like an architect who first makes a picture of what the building is going to look like, and then he builds the building. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at the Torah, and with that, he created the world. In other words, it's not pshat that there's a world, and in this world there's Torah. Adarabah, the pshat is that there's Torah, and in this Torah is the world. This Torah enabled the world. God looked in the Torah and created the world. And that's the tachlis of the world, is the Torah. Zohar and Bereshis, Kach Bara Kadosh Baruch Hu Alma Breile Ba'asven Araisi, created with the letters of the Torah. The whole Metzias of the world is Torah. You see this in Avodah Zarah 9b. The world is 6,000 years. 2,000 years are Tohu, emptiness, and then 2,000 years of Torah, because then 2,000 years of Mashiach. It's Torah, Rashi says, because there's no Torah, because Tachlis Olam is for Torah. If there's no Torah, then everything is Ephes V'Tohu. It's nothing, Ein Lo Tachlis. Rashi and Bereshis, Tohu is Tohu Vavo, Tohu is Melshon Kushi of Tumia. If there's no Tachlis, there's no purpose of the world, if there's no Torah. Psachim, Kuf Yud Ches Amar Aleph, first 26 kilo olam chazdos, 26 generations, Hashem is zanis olam chazdo. The world is based on chesed because the world has no schus kiyum, because there's no Torah, so there has to be complete chesed from Hashem. So the tachlis of the Torah world is the Torah. So according to this, it emerges that a matan Torah, besides the zechiyah for the makablim, now there's a shinu b'metzias olam. Now the world goes back, is restored to its true purpose. That now the world is a hechitimsi for Torah. And not like the 2,000 years until Nesinas HaTorah, where it's Kilu, the world was by itself, it didn't have Torah, it didn't have its Tachlis. And now we can understand better the famous Arachayim HaKadosh in Parashas Bishalach, who explains the Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf, that we see in Chulin on Zayin Amar Aleph, where Pinchas Ben Yair said to the river to split, and if not, I'm going to make a gzera on you that you're going to dry up. And the river split. So, Frakti Arachayim HaKadosh. So, what's the big deal of Kriyas Yamsuf? Pinchas Ben Yair did it. So, the answer is that included in the conditions of Ma'aseh Bereishis is a Tanai, Ma'aseh Bereishis, that the world is kafuf, the world is subordinate, the world is bound by the Torah. And whatever the Lomdei Torah say, the world has to listen. The reality, nature has to listen. So Yitzias Mitzrayim, Torah hadn't yet been given. And therefore we needed a special miracle, a special condition, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a condition, Yom HaShishi, that Chozer Le'isano, the Tano HaRishon, that the sea has to split. So it was required a specific condition that God made, because it's before Matan Torah. But now that the Torah has been given, so in other words, that's the Baldi Gemayla of Kriyas Yamsuf, because it was pre-Matan Torah. But Pinchas Ben Yair was post-Matan Torah. Of course, you're going to listen to the Lomdei Torah, because that's the Metzias of the world. The whole Metzias of the world is Torah. So it's Pashat that Rav Pinchas Ben Yair can split the river, because Rav Pinchas Ben Yair is Torah. So therefore, the whole purpose of the world is for Torah. So if Pinchas Ben Yair says, Rav Pinchas Ben Yair says, I want you to split for my sake and for the sake of Torah, so then of course the river has to listen. There's no Shaila. So that's the whole Tachlis. The Chiddush is Kriyas Yamsuf before there was Torah. Before there was Torah, that the sea should split. For that you need a special condition. That was a big deal. But after this Torah, once you have the Koach of Torah, it's no big deal anymore, because that's its whole purpose. Of course the sea is going to split. And we also see this idea in the Gemara and Shabbos in 89a. It's called Har Sinai because Sin ala Akum. The hatred came down to the Goyim from Har Sinai. Har Shebayardas Bosin Ala Akum, that the Goyim hated us because of Har Sinai. So the Iyun Yaakov says it's the hatred they hate us because of Torah and Mitzvahs. So that's why it's called Ad Kedei Kach, it's called Har Sinai, because they hate us. That's a reason to call it Har Sinai. The answer is that, no, it's telling us that Har Sinai is because with Har Sinai, there's a new Metzias to the world. It's not just telling us, just Goyim hate us often. It's telling us that there's a whole Metzias to the world, and the whole Metzias to the world is for Torah. And Memela, because of that, there's going to be hatred. That's why it's called Har Sinai. Because it's a whole new reality to the world. So that's why it's called Sinai, to emphasize this. And that's what we see in Psachim Chasamaches, Hakol Modim Batzeres Mina Nami Lachem, that on Shavuos you also need lachem, you have to also eat and drink and enjoy yourself. Why? Because the whole tachlis of the world is for Torah, so therefore the goof also has to get involved, because that's the tachlis of the goof, so the goof also has to separate man and Torah. And Rabbi Yosef on Atzeres said, make for me a third born calf, a special animal, special cut of meat, because if not for this day, Kama Yosef Ika Bashuka. So he said, if not for this day, he emphasized the day, because on this day there's a whole new metzias to the world. From this day on, all of reality is changing through the Torah. And therefore, if not for this day, then how many Yosefs would there be in the Shuk? Everybody would just, we'd all be the same. But now because of Torah, now I have Chashivas. Because I'm fulfilling the Tachlis and they're not. Otherwise we'd all be the same. Because again, Torah made a shinui in the metzias of the world, it made a change in the reality of the world, and everything's for Torah. According to this, it would appear that this inyan, that the world, the whole reality of the world is for the sake of Torah, is expressed in the mitzvah of Shemitah, as it says in Pasuk Vav, Vayisa Shabbos Aretz. So we have Shabbos, Bnei Yisrael has Shabbos, what does that have to do with the Aretz? But like we said, in Man Torah, there's a new chalos, Shekola Aretz Linyan Torahi. Umahutza LaTorah, the whole essence of the world, is for Torah. And if there's a din shmita on the gavra, mimela, the whole metzias of the world is changing. And now it's Shabbos Haaretz. So the reality, even the earth has Shabbos now. Because now all of reality, all of physical reality is changing. So it's Shabbos for the earth as well. It's a new metzias of the world. It's not just a chofes gavra that I have to keep Shabbos. It's a whole new metzias in the world now that the earth is keeping Shabbos. Shabbos Haaretz. That's its purpose. So we see this inyan. What happened at Sinai? The whole world was changed, that it reached its tachlis. Now the whole world is for Torah. And this is expressed specifically in the mitzvah of Shemitah. Because in Shemitah the earth changes now. The earth is, it's Shabbos Haaretz. It says in the pasuk also, "Lohemtocha lechay shebaretzcha tiyatuasa lekol tuasa lechol." And we learn from this that kol lechayim in asada kol lebhemtocha min abayis. That when the food is no longer available for the animal in the field, then you're not allowed to give it to your animal in the home anymore either. That's a mitzvah of biur shvius, of being mafkir, getting rid of your shvius, your seventh year produce. That. Not that the chaya is kovea dinei Torah when it's no longer available to the chaya, but it's fakert. It's not that when it's no longer available to chaya, then you have to do biur shvius. The earth is following the Torah. Since it's man biur, since it's the time that you have to do biur shvius, you have to get rid of your shvius produce. Because of that, it's no longer going to be available to your animals in the field. It's going to be gone from your animals in the field. Because by Shemitah we see this inyan that the Torah establishes reality. So if it's time, no, halachically it's not supposed to be, you're supposed to do biur shvius, and therefore it's not going to be available to your animal in the field anymore. And we also see this in Pasuk Chaf, Chitomer Manocha b'shana shvius v'tzivisi es brachasi b'shana shishis, etc. That the nature is going to fit the Torah. We're going to have an extra bracha in the sixth year. We also see this in Parashas Right, that it's going to cover you for the next few years. You're not going to be hungry. We also see this in Parashas Bechukosai, Perak Chavav, Mem Gimel, Astira Tzeretz Shapsasebi Shamamehem, that the Jewish people didn't keep Shemitah, so then now there's going to, now the earth is going to keep Shemitah when we leave, when we go into Galus. So it seems that there's some sort of Tvi on the earth. And now it's going to be Astira Tzaretz Shabse. Now the earth is going to keep its Shemitah. So the answer is, the explanation is, not that the Aretz has Bechira, but that the whole Metzias of the Aretz is to keep Shemitah. So if we didn't keep Shemitah when we were supposed to, then Hashem is going to make sure that the earth keeps Shemitah when we're gone. Because that's the earth's job now. There's a kivyachol tefiyah on the earth. The earth has to keep its Shemitah. It has to rest in the seventh year because now the reality is Torah. So therefore, as Torah, Teretz Shabsoseh, now it's going to be a ritzui that the earth is going to keep Shemitah. There has to be a ritzui even mitzad the earth because all of reality has to be keeping the Torah. And all the klalos and parshas b'chukosah are because we didn't keep the Torah. Because all of reality is based on Torah. If we keep the Torah, then we get the brachos, and if we don't, then we get the klalos. So again, we see, emphasized by Shemitah, because the brachos are about the earth, right? There's going to be rain, and there's going to be produce, etc. So we see that the earth is an expression of this idea that Torah is dictating reality. ומעתה נראה שהנידונים בסיני ניתנו המצוות עם כל כללותיהם ודקדוקיהם אין לו מקום אלא רק אם הנידונו החיובי הגברה מסיני. So the discussion, if it's Sinai, the mitzvahs were given with all their details and their generalities and their specifics, only has a place if the issue is the obligation of the person from Sinai. That we can say that b'sinai nischayvu rak b'mashin etztavu v'tashar lo kiyemu ad shelo netztavu gam al zeh. אבל אם בסיני חזרה הבריאה למציאותה האמיתית שכולה מותאמת לנצרך לתורה, הרי ודאי שהתאמתה לתורה היא לתורה עם כל דקדוקיה. אם לא נצטבו עדיין בסיני על הכל, נמצא שמה שהותאם בבריאה לדקדוקי תורה עדיין אין לו משמעות, כיוון שעדיין אין תורה על זה. וזה לא ייתכן מסיני והלאה, שמעל כורחנו כל מציאות הבריאה על כל פרט ופרט שבה, מצד המתאמתמו לתורה. You can only discuss and argue whether the klalos and diktukim were given at Sinai if the discussion is the chiyuvei gavra. Maybe they were all given at Sinai, and maybe no, maybe some things were given at Sinai, some things not. But the moment you get to you understand that all of mitzias, all of reality is determined by Sinai, then it's pashut all the diktukim, klalos and pratim were given at Sinai, because that determines reality. Otherwise, it's meaningless. Otherwise, there's no reality. If it's determining reality, then everything has to be given. Because everything has to be mutam la Torah. And where do we see that? That everything, we see that by Shemitah. So therefore, Shemitah is going to be the melame to answer the kasha of the Orachaim HaKadosh. Why specifically mitzvah Shemitah? Shemitah is the melame that all the klalim and pratim were given at Sinai. Because at Shemitah, you see that all of reality is all of nature. Is determined by Torah. And if that's true, then it's pashut that all the kelalim and diktukim were given at Sinai. Because all of nature, everything is based on the reality of the Torah. So of course, all the details have to be given. Otherwise, you can't have nature. Though, otherwise, the world can't function. Because what Shemitah symbolizes is that all of reality, all of nature is determined by Torah. So it's pashut that all the klalim and diktukim were given. Just like all the laws of nature are in place, all the laws of physics and chemistry and biology, etc., etc. You need all those laws in order to have a world. So too, you need all the laws of the Torah. And the melamed is Shemitah, because Shemitah teaches us that reality is determined by Torah. So it's pashut that all the details have to be given. And that's what it says in Avos. Moshe kibel Torah miSinai. What does it mean? Moshe kibel Torah miSinai. Moshe kibel Torah mimisha nigla b'Sinai. From the one who revealed himself at Sinai. What do you mean Moshe got the Torah from Sinai? Did Moshe really get the Torah from Sinai? Moshe got the Torah from the one who revealed itself at Mount Sinai. The one who revealed himself in Har Sinai. So that's the kasha of the Tosfos Yom Tov. And he says, no, at Sinai we received all the details of the Torah like Rashi writes here. And therefore it says miSinai. So we got all the details. But what's the teretz? It's not Sinai that gave us the details, it's Hashem. But based on what we said, we can understand that Sinai is Yard HaSina. Why Yard HaSina? Because now the whole reality, the whole world is for Torah. And that makes people hate us. And that Sinai, that all of reality is determined by Torah, is mechayev, obligates, necessitates, that at Sinai the whole Torah should be given. And therefore it says, Moshe kibel Torah miSinai. The Mishnah is telling us that Moshe received the whole Torah from Sinai. How do you know Moshe received the whole Torah from Sinai? Because it's Sinai, it's Sina. That the Umos HaOlam hate us for the Torah. Because now we're the Ikar reality and they're only subordinate, they're ancillary. The Ikar reality is Torah and those who keep the Torah. So that shows that the whole Torah was given. Because if that's reality, then it all has to be given. If reality is only based on Torah, then all the details have to be given of Torah, just like all the details of nature are necessary for nature to function, so too for nature to function, for the world to function, we need all the details of the Torah. That's why it says, Moshe kibel Torah miSinai, to show that Moshe got the whole Torah at Sinai, with the Dikdukim. Because that's where the Sinai came from, which teaches us that it was all there. Because that's the reason there's sin is because it determines reality. The reality is all based on Torah. That makes the Akum despise us. And that shows that all the details were given there. And now we can understand how we get that all the mitzvahs were given at Sinai. Maybe Dafka Shemitah. The answer is no. If now all of reality is based on Torah, then if that's what happened at Sinai, so then all the mitzvahs had to be given with their details, because now this is going to determine reality. So now there's a shinui in the world. So of course all the mitzvahs have to be given. It's not just specific obligations. It's not just the details. The various mitzvahs. No, it's all of existence. So if all of existence is all reality is being determined by Torah, then it's pashut that all the mitzvahs were given with the details. Just like you need the laws of nature for nature to function, you need the laws of the Torah for nature to function. That's what was mischadish at Sinai. That's why it says, my inyan shmita itzel har Sinai, the inyan of shmita. What's the inyan of shmita? To show that shmita determines reality. And not ma'inyan har Sinai etzel Shemitah. Ma'inyan har Sinai etzel Shemitah. The inyan of Shemitah is by Har Sinai. Tell us that the inyan of Shemitah teaches us about Har Sinai. The idea, the concept, the notion of Shemitah teaches us about Har Sinai. Because Shemitah teaches us that reality is determined by Torah. We're going to have a special bracha in the sixth year, and the earth is going to rest on the seventh year, and if it doesn't rest, then Hashem is going to make sure it rests. There's a tefiyah if it doesn't rest. There's a complaint against the earth because all of the mitzvahs must be based on Torah. All of reality is determined by Torah. So that's the inyan of Shemitah next to Har Sinai. The idea of Shemitah, the lesson of Shemitah, is taught next to Har Sinai to teach us that's what happened at Har Sinai. Shemitah is Megala and Har Sinai, and then it's Pashat that all the mitzvahs had to be taught at Har Sinai with their details. Because now mitzvahs are determining reality. We see in the Bereishis Rabbah, It says, Eila told the Shemayim Baratz Behi Baram, Rabbi Yudanam Rabbi Schus HaTorah. Shemayim and Aratz Rabbi Schus HaTorah, Shemayim Ra'il HaChukim VaMishpatim VaTorah Shonashem Beinu Obeim Yisrael Bahar Sinai Biad Moshe. So what was given in Har Sinai, all these laws, that's what makes the Toldos Shemayim Baratz, B'schus HaTorah. Otherwise there's no world. And Torah Shleima brings an Osir Reish Mem Vav from the Mechilta, Vayikach HaSefer HaBris, Vayikra Boz Ne'am. Avalo Shemanim Hechen Korob HaZneim, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Vishav Saretz Shabbos LaShem, Sheishanem Tizra Zarecha, Shemitim V'yovos Brachos V'klaus, B'sofinyin Ma'o Omer, Eilu Chukim V'amishpatim V'atoros. So you see, the Brachos in Klal are so shaykh to what it says, Vishav Saretz Shabbos LaShem. And it's included in Eilu Chukim V'amishpatim. Because in Vishav Saretz, you see that the Bria is, the Bria itself becomes Torah. The whole Bria was made for Torah. And that's going to, and that, because of that, all the brachas and klalos are going to come. Shemitim v'yovlos brachas for klalos. If you're keeping shemitim yovlos, then that's going to bring the brachas and the klalos, because all of reality, all of nature is going to be determined by shemitah. And it says, Ma'o Omer b'sofa inyan eilach hukim v'mishpatim v'taras. And that teaches us about everything. These are all the chukim, all the mishpatim, all the Torahs. Everything now is taught, because now Torah determines, from Shemitah you learn, that Torah determines what's going to happen in the world, so therefore you need all the chukim, the mishpatim, and the Torahs. So this is a song of praise, a paean of praise, however that word is pronounced, for Torah, for the godless of Torah, for the chashivas of Torah. And Amir Tashem, we should be zelcha to internalize it and learn and respect the Torah. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, 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 shalom.